It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Liberty Classical Academy is doing their spring musical again. This time it's a new show, The Battle of Boat. So Stacia Belitho is the performing arts director for LCA, as you call it in-house, right? Liberty Classical Academy. Tell us the synopsis of The Battle of Boat. First of all, how did you find it? It's a new show. So how did you find it? How did you get the rights to perform this?
Yeah, it's a brand new show. It was just written in 2016. And I found it just through a lot of research on a lot of different websites and listened to snippets of the music and was immediately captured by the heart and the story. And the story is, it takes place in 1916 Britain. And it's a group of kids from ages 8 to 18 who feel very strongly that it's their duty to participate in the war effort, World War I. And so many of them go and attempt to enlist by lying about their age, and only one of them gets in. And so then the rest of the story is their journey of trying to get across the English Channel to help with the war effort and to help their friend.
Wow. I'm trying to remember back all the shows that you've done up to this point. A lot of them were, you know, like very well-known Broadway shows or shows that were kind of based on movies, that kind of thing. I want to say that, is this the first time that you've done a show that's not real popular or not real well-known like that?
2 years ago, we split. We used to do one big musical every spring that had the entire student body in it, all the way from K up through 12. Right. And last year was the first time we did two separate shows, one with the younger grades and one with the older grades. And when we made that shift, we decided we were going to focus on just finding the right story for the right group of kids for the right year. And so last year we did a musical version of Shakespeare's As You Like It. And then this year, The Battle of Boat just feels like the right show for this group of kids and this year.
Maybe get a little more serious for the older student, more mature students, whereas still get the younger kids involved and get them used to the idea of performing. And, of course, still in the LCA idea of teaching while having fun and performing.
Integrating the curriculum along with the theater production and just always making sure we're telling worthy stories.
Right. So what are you currently, which part of history are you studying right now at LCA?
Right now we're studying early Americas, and it goes until 1865, the end of the Civil War, and I realize that World War I is not quite within that time range, but the style of the musical is. The style of the musical is an operetta or a song through musical. It's walking that line very, very close. And because opera is so celebrated in this early America's time period, that's why we selected the musical for this year. But echoing what you were saying about making sure everything's integrated with the curriculum of LCA, the color palettes, the costumes, everything is very carefully designed around that time period.
Well, that's fascinating. Okay. Don Jenkins is, would you call him a lead, the lead?
He is a lead, yes. Okay. He is actually the one teenager who is able to enlist after lying about his age and is then put through basic training and sent over to France.
So how's that go for you, Don?
Oh, well, it's a very interesting role, one that I'm not very accustomed to. It's a new experience for me. He's a very, very interesting character, you see. We've kind of had the image of him being the Old West hero for the first half, where he's the staple of the good guy. He knows what he's doing. He's cool, calm, and collective, and just very open to people, which is proving to be difficult. He's also a tenor. I'm a bass, baritone. I'm working on it.
So you have to push the envelope a little bit, push the range.
I'm adapting.
I noticed when you came in this morning, you could kind of copy and paste how you look today into World War One.
The all-American boy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the leather jacket and the nice pants with the belt, right?
Thank you.
Are you teaching method classes at at Liberty Classical Academy?
Oh, that's just like a personal hobby of mine. I care about presenting myself, so I try to dress up when I can professionally.
Okay. So are you thinking of, what is your character's name, by the way?
His name is William Miller.
Okay. So are you thinking of Bill Miller right now as we're having this conversation? I mean, is he kind of in the back of your mind, maybe in the room with us right now?
I can't say I know who that is. Bill Miller?
What, William?
William
Your
Miller.
Character.
Oh. Putting two and two together.
He better be. We're so close to the show.
You know, I'd like to think that, yes.
Okay.
Whenever I play a role, I try to integrate the best characteristics of them into my persona, try to develop myself as well as the character.
Okay.
Whenever I can.
All right. So how does William feel about, clearly he does not go by Bill, how does he feel about the fact that he was actually able to go overseas and fight where his friends were not?
Well, initially he's pretty shocked. But he's also very excited to play his part, to play that sort of proud, patriotic service to his country, do what should be done, what is right. Of course, he's terrified, but he perseveres either way.
All right. And we're just in the first few minutes of the show, I'm guessing, right?
Probably about halfway through the first act, yeah.
Really? Okay. Do you have anything special planned for intermission? Any fundraisers, selling cookies, anything like that?
We are, yeah. We have a wonderful concession stand. All the drinks for the second weekend when we're at the Ute will be provided by the Ute, but we have a wonderful support system of parents and volunteers who make delicious concessions.
All right. When is this show? I guess that would be kind of important to tell people when and how they can buy tickets, huh?
The show is March 20th and 21st at New Hope Church in Newcastle at 7 p.m. And then March 27th and 28th and 29th at the Ute Theater, 7 p.m. on the 27th and 28th, 2 p.m. on the 29th. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for kids 12 and under, $5 for any veterans. And they are available at lca-co.com.
All right. So a couple different locations, evening shows. So Friday, Saturday shows are 7 o'clock and then the Sunday matinee at 2.
Yep.
All right. Again, lca-co.com. Again, all veterans, $5, $15 for adults, $10 for students and kids 12 and under. And we'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll visit with a couple other members of the cast of The Battle of Boat when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with some students and the instructor from Liberty Classical Academy. They're going to be performing The Battle of Boat at New Hope Church in Newcastle on Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st at 7 p.m. Then at the Youth Theater in Rifle on Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee on Sunday, the 29th at 2 o'clock. Stacia Belitho is the performing arts director at Liberty Classical Academy. We've got Don Jenkins, who you heard in the previous segment, Jace Whittington, and Ashley Dose, who we'll be talking to in this segment. Stacia, it's always interesting to me. You start with the kids, obviously, in the classroom setting, and then you always move somewhere else. Every time I remember that you've done these shows, you've gone to some other venue to actually practice for a week and then actually perform. You're doing two different locations this time for the performance. So does that add a whole new level? I mean, not just for the kids, but for the parents that are helping out with sets and that kind of thing.
It does, yeah. It gets very interesting getting the show set for only two performances in one theater and then taking the whole thing on the road and moving to a completely different stage. The Ute is a very different style, shape, and size from New Hope. So it adds a very interesting element of excitement when we have to kind of reposition things.
Well, and built for a different purpose, really.
Yes.
You know, New Hope obviously is built for church service, so it's built for bands and performances of that kind, but not necessarily big stage plays.
Right.
Whereas the Ute, I guess, to the same degree also is built for music performances, but I think it's a little bit, is it deeper but not as wide.
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right.
So everything has to shift.
Everything
slightly
changes. Well, you have a chance to practice with the kids during the week of the show at the Ute.
Twice.
Okay.
We'll have two opportunities to rework the show, to work for the stage, and then we'll have an audience.
Fascinating. Yep. So introduce us to Jace's character.
So Jace's character is one of the most beloved in the show. His character's name is Beagle, and he is the energy and the humor and the charisma that drives a lot of the show.
Energy, humor, and charisma. So are those three words that you would normally use to describe yourself?
You see, energy, you could say that. Not really, though. Energy-wise, no. Other stuff, yeah. I've been told throughout the past, like, couple of months when I've been studying my character that I really am very similar with him. Like, I'll be doing things just on a normal day-to-day basis, and then I'll go back to my script that night to study, and I'll be like, okay, that's very similar. And I don't think I do it on purpose. I think that's just kind of the way it is. And I think, I don't know if that's one of the reasons that she chose me for the role, but I've been told that that's why, from other people.
I find Jace to be very different from Beagle, but I have seen him grow as an actor for many years now, and this was the right time, and this was the right part, and he's doing a great job with it.
This is the, again, you're studying, I forget what you're studying right now in class.
Early Americas.
Early Americas, okay, which goes through the Civil War. And this is the third time that I'm trying to remember, it's 4-year cycles, right?
Yes.
Okay, so is this the third time that you've studied that, Jace?
Yes.
Okay. So you all want to go help the war effort, do your part, right? And yet Don, William Miller, ends up actually being able to go and serve. And so how do you and your other friends, how do you deal with that?
Well, in my opinion, Beagle, once William leaves, kind of rises up and takes charge in his own way. He tries the best that he can, but it doesn't work out the best. And I think it's just really hard for him because William was like his biggest influence and kind of best friend. But I think he was able to grow closer to some of the other kids once he left.
So it kind of sounds like William was like the leader of the group, if you will. And so once William is off fighting for his country, then someone else has to step up, and Beagle kind of tries to do that.
He tries to, and it doesn't really work out. Mainly Francis Ashley does that, but he tries.
So Ashley, Francis is the one that actually more so ends up becoming the leader of the group?
Yeah, I play the character of Francis Miller, who's actually William's younger sister.
Okay. And so it's kind of all in the same family. You feel like he was the leader before, and so now you're just going to step up and take over?
Yeah, definitely. I think both of our characters are really good leaders in the show.
How do the rest of the group of friends deal with Beagle's attempts at humor and that kind of thing? Because I'm assuming that probably in the show, that's how he's trying to deal with all this stuff, all this heavy stuff that's happening is, you know, make a joke and it'll make everything better.
Yeah, I think the characters have dealt with Beagle their whole entire lives, so Beagle's attempts to humor are nothing new. And it's always fun navigating the way we handle all of his little jokes and ploys, and he's such a big character that he's a lot of fun to be on stage with.
So you're kind of used to him. Mm-hmm. You're used to him. So I know I asked Jace this. Do you see any parallels between the fun, always cracking jokes character of Beagle and Jace?
To an extent, Jace is a pretty funny guy, but Beagle's character is a lot more larger than life than Jace's.
By larger than life, just eccentric?
Always operating at a 10.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. How many members of the cast are there, by the way?
There's about 40.
Okay. So quite a large cast. Obviously, the three of you are leads here today, right? Like main characters. So talk about what some of the other students will do. And this is probably another one of those cases where you're trying to get all the students involved, and so everybody has some role, some larger than others. But what are those smaller roles, Ashley?
Yeah, so there's obviously smaller characters, but we're separated into two gangs. There's William's gang, and there's another character who is named Gripper, and he has his own gang. So we kind of were able to separate the cast into two groups of friends. And you'll see them come through and be a part, integrated into every scene, depending on who's on stage.
Okay. I'm remembering, what's the old 50s movie?
West Side Story?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Is it a little bit like that, maybe?
It is, in the sense of there being rival gangs.
Right.
But I find the Battle of Boat to have so much heart and just so much goodness woven throughout it.
Okay. Heart and goodness. Can you tell us what happens with William?
We cannot.
Okay. All right. We don't want any spoilers. Again, Liberty Classical Academy presents The Battle of Boat, Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st at New Hope Church in Newcastle. Friday and Saturday, March 27th and 28th at the Ute Theater in Rifle, and then the final matinee on Sunday the 29th at the Ute at 2 o'clock. Evening shows, Friday, Saturday shows, 7 o'clock, matinee on the 29th at 2 p.m. Again, tickets are just $15 for adults, $10 for kids 12 and under, only $5 for veterans. Is that because of the topic of the show, Stacia?
Yes.
Is the reason why you decided to have a special price for veterans?
Yes, okay. And we just love them.
Again, $5 for veterans. You can get tickets at lcaa-co.com. Will you be selling tickets at the doors as well, or do you expect not to be able to do that because you'll sell out?
We should have some available at the door.
Okay. And same price?
Yes.
All right. Again, lca-co.com in advance, or just get them at the door at New Hope Church on the 20th and 21st, or at the Ute on the 27th, 28th, or 29th. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Stacia Balifo, the Performing Arts Director for Liberty Classical Academy, and three of her students that are in the spring musical, The Battle of Boat: Ashley Dose, Jace Whittington, and Don Jenkins. Again, the general story is World War II. These three are, I'm sorry, World War I. Why did I say World War II? I knew it was World War I. I wrote down World War I. World War I, and these three are a group of friends, and they want to go to war. They want to serve their country. And Don ends up actually being able to, leaving Jace, Ashley, and the other group of friends behind. And so they all kind of deal with that in their own way, I guess you might say. Actually, in World War I, I'm pretty sure that women were not allowed to serve on the front lines, for sure. If you were allowed to serve, it was in some kind of medical capacity, like in a hospital as a nurse, probably not even as a doctor, I would imagine. So how is that dealt with in the story?
You know, it's dealt with in the story that the girls, you know, they make their attempt. Some of them try to go as nurses. We all just try to go be there at least. So I think it's dealt with in that aspect, that we kind of know that we won't be able to be there, but we can try our hardest to.
Okay. Curious, what grade are the three of you? Ashley, you're a senior, right?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
Okay, I want to say you're a little bit younger maybe, Jace?
I'm a freshman.
Okay. What about you, Don?
I'm also a senior.
Okay. So for the two of you, what are you thinking about doing after high school?
I am staying around.
Are you?
Yep, I'm going to go to CMC.
What do you want to study?
I'm going to go into business and agriculture.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So do you have an end goal studying business and agriculture, or is that just something you're interested in right now and you've got a few years to make that decision?
I rodeo, so I want to keep doing that and be able to integrate that into my business.
Awesome. And you're this year's Fair royalty, right?
Garfield County Fair and Rodeo Queen, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So that your reign ends in October, if I'm right, right?
Does.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Going to be a good fair this year?
Oh, absolutely.
Every year. Right, yeah, fair enough. Okay. Don, what about you? What do you have? What are your plans for after high school?
So I'm also going to be sticking around. I'm currently in an explorers program with the Garfield County Sheriff's Department studying law enforcement. So I'm going to see where that takes me, hopefully someplace good.
Okay. Did you talk to us at the Career Expo at the fairgrounds, maybe?
Possibly.
Okay. it's all coming back to me now. So maybe a career in law enforcement of some kind?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. You've got a couple of years to figure that out, and a degree in criminal justice helps toward that end as well. So maybe that's in your future as well.
That's true. All right. Just have to wait and see.
All the best. Jace, what about you? I mean, as a freshman, you've still got a lot of time before you graduate, although you'll get there and you'll say, how did that happen? Trust me. Do you have any thoughts about what you'd like to do?
No idea.
Really?
I've thought a little bit about it. I've looked into some law enforcement schools as well, but I have no idea. I'll just see where the wind takes me.
Mm. You've got plenty of time. Right, Stacia?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll wake up tomorrow morning, it'll be graduation day, and you'll think, how did that happen? You've got to, are there any other members of the cast that you'd like to talk a little bit about, maybe that have some important roles in this show?
You know, I really feel like the story is best seen and heard from the actors themselves, from the stage. I love this show dearly. I knew it was the right show for us as soon as I found it. It just took me a while to accept that we would be one of the first 20 theater companies to ever perform it, because that feels like a heavy responsibility. But the cast has really risen to the challenge. They've done a fabulous job. And I'm so hopeful that as many people as possible can come and see the show, because it's beautiful. And we even have a sign language interpreter coming to a couple performances to interpret the show for any members of the deaf community who would like to enjoy it as well.
Oh, that's cool. Is that a student or just a member of the community?
A member of the community.
Okay. Speaking of members of the community, I know that parents take a huge role in education at Liberty Classical Academy, and that includes when you do plays. And I'm guessing that a lot of parents helped out with sets and stuff like that.
A lot of parents helped out. Each parent provides their own student's costume under very strict guidelines, but they work very hard, and they build the sets, and they work backstage, and they are the musicians in the pit, and they are up in the booth helping there, and the parents' fingerprints are on every single piece of this production.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. So any of the three of your parents playing in the orchestra pit? No? I was going to say, because, you know, you always, when you do anything like this, you always look for your parents in the audience. If they're in the pit, that makes it that much easier, right?
It does.
Narrows it down just a little bit.
Yeah, but Don's mom helped paint the sets, and Jace's mom runs the front of house. She manages the box office. So it's it's a very collaborative production.
Yep. That's kind of the whole idea. Again, you know, we talked about integrating learning with history and with the show that you do every year. And you also integrate the parents with the learning experience at Liberty Classical.
We're strongest when we work as a community.
Couldn't agree more. Again, the website is lca-co.com, Liberty Classical Academy's production of The Battle of Boat. I imagine, as new as it is, can you even find clips that other people have done online?
A few.
Okay.
Just all a right. few.
So bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. By the way, it was The Outsiders that I was thinking of, which I think was the 80s remake, maybe, or it was very similar to West Side Story.
Okay, yeah.
Just not as classical, or I don't know. Probably not as well known either.
Mm.
But we read it when I was in sixth grade.
And what year was that? Just kidding.
It was around the time that you're studying in school right now, actually. The Civil War had just ended. And we were rebuilding. We were rebuilding the South. Any final thoughts or comments about the show from anybody? I'll call on everybody individually. Otherwise, you're all just going to look at each other. Ashley, what about you?
Yeah, I just really love this show. I think the story is so strong, and it's so well developed and thought out that every day we go through the script, I find something new and make new connections with other scenes. And, you know, just every scene's very different and every scene's something new and fun to act.
Kind of like watching your favorite show, your favorite movie over and over again, and you pick up little nuance throughout.
Definitely.
You know, I forgot to ask this. This is a musical. And a lot of you do a lot of singing, obviously. Any favorite songs between the three of you? Jace immediately says yes.
I have a song that I have to sing called Zeppelin. The best song in the show, in my opinion.
And that's not just because you're singing it.
Oh, no, no. It's just the best.
Don, what about you? Do you have a favorite?
It's hard to pick, but there's one in particular that we sing when we're rallying to go in and enlist and try to do our jobs in a fight. Mm. It's a very upbeat, warlike song, very motivating, and I find it very fun.
What's the title?
Oh, it's called Then We'll Fight.
Okay. Ashley, what about you?
I think my favorite song is called Helpless.
Is that a song that you sing, or is this an ensemble?
It's
or?
A song between Dawn and I, William's character, and it's second to my favorite song, Zeppelin, as well. Even though I'm not in it, I absolutely love that song.
Did you know that before today, Jace?
Oh, yeah. It should be everybody's favorite. You know.
There's a little bit of that sense of humor I was trying to dry out earlier. Stacia, what about you? I mean, as the director, you probably have to remain focused and try not to pick favorites. Obviously among the cast, but among certain scenes and numbers as well.
I really love the opening number. It's called What We Get Up To, and it's a celebration of childhood and imagination, and it's one of the reasons that I picked the show. Childhood and imagination are such precious things, and I wanted to communicate to the cast that you have a voice at any age, and it's a worthy voice, and it deserves to be heard, and it deserves to be celebrated. And I really feel like the Battle of Boat is a celebration of childhood and perseverance and imagination, and that opening number really just captures it.
Again, The Battle of Boat is the name of the show, Liberty Classical Academy production, the weekends of Friday and Saturday, the 20th and 21st, 27th and 28th. At New Hope Church, first weekend at the Ute Theater, the second weekend. There's also a Sunday matinee on March 29th at the Ute at 2 o'clock. Tickets are very reasonable, $15 for adults, $10 for kids 12 and under, and there are just $5, $5 for any veteran of any war, of any kind, that would like to see the show again. LCA-CO.com, you can get tickets in advance there, or if there are any left, you can get them at the door as well for the same price. Any final thoughts? Anybody?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's always fun. Everybody that listens knows that theater interviews are some of my favorites. And, yeah, it's just a good time. What can I say? All the best. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.